The Osgood File, sponsored by LifeLock, relentlessly protecting your identity. Type in Osgood at LifeLock.com for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Just type in Osgood at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Gordon Hempton has a remarkable theory. He noticed that the human ear is most sensitive not to the frequencies of speech, but to the frequencies of birds. And his theory is that we evolved this way because the music of bird songs meant the presence of food and water, enabling humans to survive by listening. And so he's made it his life's work to find and record places where there is no man-made noise.
Nature is as busy communicating as we are, and that's where I want to be.
But now nature has thrown him a curveball.
I woke up one morning, and I knew the birds had to be singing, but I wasn't hearing any. And that's when I knew.
More after this from Charlie.
The earth is our music.
Gordon Hempton, the man known as the sound tracker, is losing his hearing. Not that he's going completely deaf. As he told CBS's Jeff Glor, he can hear speech, but he is losing the ability to hear the sounds he considers most important, the higher frequency sounds of bird songs.
You appreciate the irony here. The man who seeks silence is going deaf.
Yes, but isn't that what life is about? Think about it. If life was really about being born and you knew how everything was going to go, there wouldn't be any messages, any real lessons, any real growth, any real development.
And so now, to raise money for his treatment, he's compiling 19 volumes of recordings from places that are quiet in a way that only nature can make them, and in a way that he may no longer be able to hear.
This is Olympic National Park near my home.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.